Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, y'all, welcome to the All Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Biokuro coming your way with God's living word that says he delivers and blesses. I tell you, God is going to do you good tonight in the name of Jesus. We're going to be talking about restoration. God told me, son, there's got to be restoration of everything that the enemy stole. Satan is deceived. John 10:10. The devil came to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. He is the God of restoration. He is the God that puts back what the devil has stolen away. The devil is like a roaring lion moving all about, seeking whom to devour. He wants to steal your health. He wants to steal your joy. He wants to steal your blessing. He wants to steal your job. He wants to steal your family. He wants to steal your marriage. The devil is a thief. John 10:10. He has come to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus has come that we might have life, a life more abundantly. That's what it's all about. So Jesus has come to restore to you all the years that the canker worms, that the locusts and the termite worms, and the caterpillars are turning away. God is the God of restoration. The devil is the thief. He has come to steal your joy. He has come to steal all the good things in your life. But thank God for Jesus Christ. He has come to give you blessings. Jesus has come to give you peace. Jesus has come to give you love. Jesus has come to give you joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Mama, you are welcome. God bless you, ma.
Yes, sir. Thank
yes.
you.
Yes. Yeah, the family, everybody, they doing good?
Yeah, we're all doing fine, sir.
Amen. Praise God. Yes, today God led us to, we'll be talking about restoration. God wants to restore to us all the years that the canker worms and the palmer worms and the caterpillars have thrown away. This year is a year of restoration of all our blessings, our joy, our peace. God is going to be restoring. Yes, so I thank God we have our mother in Christ, Honorable Lady Evangelist Lawal, she's coming through. She's going to be sharing with us too about restoration, how God can restore people. You know, but first of all, I'm going to share for a couple of minutes, and then my wife is going to share, and the Holy Spirit will lead her. So I want everyone to listen attentively, because God is going to bless all of you today. I tell you what. God is going to bless everyone today. God is doing a new thing. Yeah, the devil is not going to just rob you. He's not going to just steal your joy and blessing this year. No. That's not going to be. You are too hot to be handled. Too hot to be handled. You don't touch fire. If God made the minister flaming fire, we are the flaming fire from the Holy Ghost. If the devil comes to our address, he has come to the wrong place. The fire of God is going to consume that Satan. In the name of Jesus Christ, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 7, he said, God made the minister flaming fire. We are the flaming fires of the Holy Ghost, and we are burning day and night. And when the fire is burning, your father said, you not to play with fire. Hey! Fire will burn him. So we're talking about the God that restores. If there's going to be restoration, that means there is a thief somewhere. There is a thief, a professional thief, who specializes on stealing. And that is the devil himself. John 10:10, he says, Satan, the thief, the demon, he has come to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus has come to give us life, and life more abundantly. Oh, yes. So we talk about the restoration power of God. God has always been in the business of restoration. Whatever you love as a child of God, God is getting ready to put it back. Oh, yes, he's got everything. He's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole wide world. In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands. Yes, he got you and me. In his hands, he's got a little baby. In his hands, he's got a little baby. In his hands, he got a whole world in his hands. Right from the book of Genesis, when Adam and Eve lost salvation, they sold out, committed high treason, and God was angry and sent them packing out of the Garden of Eden. They were left to wander about, but God, he says, God have mercy. And he drew them unto himself and continued with them until the days of Noah and then the days of Abraham. And then Jesus Christ came on the cross and restored that Garden of Eden. He restored that salvation that Adam and Eve lost. Jesus came to restore the grace that was meant for all the people of God. Jesus came to restore our peace, our joy, our love. God is the God of restoration. And you see God restoring in so many ways in the Bible. God has always restored. Oh, yes, you want to talk about the book of Job? Job chapter 1, 2, 3. Job was not doing anything wrong. The only fear he had is spirit of fear. He said, the things that are feared have come upon me. That's why he shouldn't have the spirit of fear. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of boldness and of power and of a sound mind. Oh, yes, neither is bold. The righteous are bold as a lion, as fearless as a tiger. So Job lost everything. In the book of Job, chapter 1, 2, 3. Job lost his health. The devil came and stole away all Job's property with all kinds of problems. The devil came and took away Job's health. All his beautiful daughters were killed. His business was gone. Everything was gone from Job. And Job was suffering because the devil has come to rob him, the thief. He has come to rob him of everything. That's what the devil does. He specializes in robbing people, stealing from taking what God has given to you. That's his business. But I'm going to take a decree right now. I'm decreeing that this year, 2023, it is a year of restoration. The devil has no right to steal from any of us. He has no right to steal our health, our joy. He has no right to steal our blessings. Satan, you have no right to steal our peace. You have no right to steal the good things that God has given to us. In the name of Jesus, we are safe and secure in the house of God Almighty. So Job lost everything. And when Job lost everything, Job's friends came and started to mock him, making mockery of the servant of God. Say, Job, are you still serving God? Would you call God and die? Even Job's wife. Job's wife came and said, call God and die. Job said, no, I'm not going to call God and die. Even though he slayed me, yet will I serve him. Yes, that's Job chapter 3. Job said, even if God slay me, yet will I love him and serve him. That is the true test of a believer. That is the true test of a believer. Even though God slay me, yet will I love him, will I serve him. So I'm not serving God because of what he has given me. I love God for who he is. You need to love God for who he is and serve God and worship God for who he is. You don't serve God because you want some goodies from God. That's the only reason why you are serving God. No. If you do that, when the test will come, you will say, Job said, I don't care. I don't care whether the devil has robbed me of everything. I don't care. But I know that God is able to restore back to me everything that the enemy stole. And so in Job 42 verse 10, the book of Job chapter 42 verse 10, it says, God restored to Job double everything that the enemy stole from him. Job chapter 42 verse 10. Job chapter 42 verse 10, God restored back to Job double everything that was stolen away. So if Job had only 3 children, he now has 6. If Job has just $4 million, he now has $8 million. If Job has 4 houses, he now has 8 houses. If Job has only 10,000 cattle, he now has 20,000 cattle. And so on and so forth and so on. Everything was restored back double. Everything was restored back double. Hey, God is speaking to someone tonight. God is speaking to someone tonight. As many of you that are joining us on Facebook, Twitter, link, those on YouTube, those on any of the social media, those on the phone, God is speaking to you that this is your year of restoration. God is going to put that double, everything that the enemy took from you in the name of Jesus Christ, because he's the God of restoration. He restore your peace. He restore your joy. He restore your salvation. He restore the love of God. He restore. He's the God that pulls back. He's not a thief. God is not a supplanter. God is not a sheep. The devil is the thief. He's the chief. He's the wayori. He's the one who subtracts from people. God is in the business of adding to you. He multiplies. He multiplies back to you. He returns back to you. That's what God specializes in. He adds to you. He multiplies back to you. That's the business of God. So we have a good God. So in John 42 verse 10, he said, and God restored back to Job everything that was stolen from him. But there was something Job did, which I want every one of us to do tonight. In Job chapter 42 verse 10, the Bible says that Job prayed for his friend. He prayed for his friend, even though he was suffering, even though there were boils all over him, even though he was sick, even though he lost everything. Job 42 verse 10, he said, God restored back to Job double after he prayed for his friend. You see what prayer can do? You see, what you do to others will be done to you. What you are doing to other people will be returned back to you. The cup with which you measure out to others will be measured back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give to your bosom. Jesus has already said that in Luke 6:38. He said, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give to your bosom. So God always has given you. He gives you more than you gave him. Hey, I love this God. I love that man of God in me. For he has done so very much for me. He has forgiven me all my sins and put the Holy Ghost in me. I love that man of Galilee. I love that man of Galilee. For he has done so very much for me. He has forgiven me all my sins and put the Holy Ghost in me. I love that man of Galilee. How about King David? In Psalm 51, you see David fell into adultery. In Psalm 51, David was repenting. He was repenting of his sin of adultery in Psalm 51. In Psalm 51, you see David repenting of his sin of adultery with Bathsheba. And in Psalm 51, David made a statement there which I want us to look onto. He said, restore unto me the joy of salvation, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. That's King David in Psalm 51. He was repenting of the sin he committed with Bathsheba. And you see him making that statement there. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Renew a right spirit within me. See? From verse 10. Psalm 51 from verse 10. They create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Now look at verse 12. He said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Restore unto me the joy of salvation. So there is a joy of salvation that was lost in King David's life when he committed adultery with Bathsheba. And here in Psalm 51, you see him praying the prayer of repentance. He cast me not away from thy presence, O God. Created me a clean heart, O Lord. Renew a right spirit within me. Created me a clean heart, O Lord. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O God. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me thy joy of thy salvation. Renew thy spirit within me. Restore unto me the joy of salvation. There is a joy of salvation. And if you have lost that joy, today you can cry like David. Restore to me the joy of salvation. God is ready to forgive. God is ready to receive you back. Even the prodigal son, after he had left and wasted his life, he came back and the father received him. Oh, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto Jesus. Jesus is calling you today to come out of your backsliding life, fornication and adulterous life. Come out and come to Jesus Christ. He is ready to receive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He that confesses and forsaketh shall have mercy. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper. Proverbs 28 verse 13. Proverbs 28 verse 13 says, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. But he that confesses and forsakes shall have mercy. When you confess your sin and you forsake your sin, then you have the mercy of God upon your life. That was what King David was doing. I have lost salvation, but God restore unto me the joy of my salvation. And many people are like that today. They have lost their salvation. They have lost their Christian life. They have lost their prayer life. They have lost their evangelism life. They have lost their commitment to God. They have lost the vision and the calling of God upon their life. Hey, there shall be a restoration tonight. In the name of Jesus, God is calling you to come. Come. Come from that darkness and begin to walk in righteousness and in holiness. What shall it profit you if you gain the whole world and somebody lose of your soul? Today is the day of salvation for you to receive the salvation that Jesus Christ provided for you on Calvary tree over 2,000 years ago when he shed his blood for the remission of your sins. So there is restoration of salvation. There is restoration of your peace. The restoration of your joy. The restoration of your love. There is a restoration. Beloved, God is speaking to you right now to ask for a restoration in your life so that God will put back all that the enemy took away in the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to allow our mother in Christ, Lady Evangelist Olayinka Lawal, you know, let us share with us whatever God has laid in our heart, and then I'm going to come back and round it up. But let's hear from our mother in Christ. Let us share what God has laid in our heart today. Mama, you are welcome. Over to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's God Almighty that restores.
Yes.
It says in Deuteronomy 8:18, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he that gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your father as it is this day. Restoration. We have the lot of experiences on restoration. He said in Genesis 27, now restore the man's wife back unto him. When Abimelech, when Sarah, when Abraham said Sarah is his wife and is under Abimelech, then God said, restore the man's wife back to him because he is a prophet. Then we know about Joseph, that restore every man's money unto his sack. All his brothers that have treated him badly, but he treated them well, and returned their money back, restored their money they used in buying something in Egypt. He restored the money back on their sack. We hear about double restoration, that if anybody, Exodus 22:4, that if anybody steal ox or ass or sheep, the person shall restore double.
Yes.
What we are praying for now is double restoration of what anybody has taken from us. He says in Ezekiel 6:4 that what has been taken from us violently will be restored back. It will be restored back. And he says in Judges 11, verse 13, he says, restore those land again peacefully. Restore those land again peacefully. You know, people, what they do, they take land from people. Even fathers, whatever some people inherit from their father, they take it from them. Restore those land again peacefully. All the land of our fathers they've taken, they will restore it peacefully. 2 Samuel 9:7 says, we restore all the lands of Saul thy father. We restore unto you all the land of Saul thy father. All our father we've inherited from our father shall be fully restored back unto us. He says, today is the day of restoration.
Yes.
That's in 2 Samuel 16:3. Today shall the house of Israel restore me. Today we will be restored, not tomorrow. Today is the day of our restoration. He says in 1 Kings 20:34, my father took from thy father, I will restore. What your father has taken from my father, I will restore back. Our possession must not be on another person's father. Today is the day of restoration. And it says, as our pastor has said, Psalm 51 verse 12, restore unto thee the joy of thy salvation.
Yes.
All those that have backslided, they must surely be restored back. The joy
Amen.
Of their salvation must surely be restored back. And we are even told in Proverbs 6:31 that they should restore back sevenfold.
Yes.
Sevenfold. We've heard about double restoration. Then this is sevenfold. This is sevenfold restoration. Proverbs 6:31. If he be found, anybody that has stolen anything we have, if he shall be found, shall restore back sevenfold. Isaiah 126, I will restore back your judges. All your judges, I will restore them back.
Yes.
Isaiah 57:18, restore comfort unto him and to his mourners. Some people, when they lost their children or lose anything, they cry. But God that restore comfort back unto them. Jeremiah 27:22, he said, I will restore you back to your place.
Yes.
Some people have been driven away from their places of blessing. They said, I will restore them back to their place.
Yes.
Restoration of health. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee. Healing is the number one restoration which God does. God even replaces affected parts of body with a new one. We have heard about the restoration of commandments of God Almighty. That is in Daniel 9:23.
Yes.
And Joel 2:23, I will restore unto you the years that the cankerworm and the locusts have eaten. You can remember the story in the Bible when they want to do a harvest time. It's then that the locusts and cankerworm will come and be eating their harvest. He said, I will restore to you the years that the locusts and cankerworm have all eaten. Restoration back to life. We remember the story of Elisha, the Shunammite woman, that the son that he was looking for a long time, and had the child, and the child just died suddenly. Then Elisha restored that child back to life. We know that Jesus even restored, in John chapter 11, he restored Lazarus back to life. He said in Galatians 6:1 that he will restore us back to spirit of meekness. Spirit of meekness. Anybody that is proud will be restored back to spirit of meekness. Judges chapter 17, the boy that stole the mother's money. He took the mother's money. If you take your mother's money or father's money without telling them, you are stealing. But he restored the money back onto the mother when the mother was looking for the money. He has to tell the truth and restore the stolen money back to the mother. That my hand may be restored back again. You know that king in chapter 13, verse 6, when they sent the young prophet to go and cry against the altar. Then the king said, he pointed a hand onto the young prophet, and his hand withered. Then he begged the young prophet that he should restore back his hand. You know, all hands that are paralyzed, it's God that restores them back. Blind eyes, it's God that restores them back, that they are able to see. Mm-hmm. Are able to see. Restore whole. When they want to restore, the restoration has to be in whole, not part of restoration. If it is two things, you have to restore the two things. You don't restore half and remain half. Whole restoration, there's something called double restoration, whole restoration, and sevenfold restoration. It has to be restored whole, not part. Then we know the story of Ruth, a very faithful girl that was following the mother-in-law, that lost the mother-in-law, that the mother-in-law helped her to get another husband when the husband is dead. Then he introduced her to Boaz, a very rich man in the family, taught her how the man may marry her. So, and she told her he shall be a restorer of their life. He shall be a restorer of their life. That is, that Boaz you are going to marry now, that rich man will be restored back. It is just as if your husband, the root husband that died, is restored back. He said, Boaz shall be a restorer of your life. And Boaz was a restorer of the life of Ruth. He married Ruth, and Ruth had a son called Jesse. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes. There are two things we're going to do tonight. Job 42, verse 10. It says, Job prayed for his friend, and God restored back to him double everything he lost. That's the book of Job, chapter 42, verse 10. That's where we're going to take our prayers from. It says, Job prayed for his friend. And immediately after praying for his friend, God restored back to Job double everything he lost in life. So there is power in praying for people. When you pray for another person, you are sowing a seed. And as you are sowing that seed, God is multiplying it back to you in the form of your needs being met. Because the golden rule in the Bible is that whatever you want done to you, do it to others. You did good to others. The good you did to others comes back to you. When you do bad, the bad you did to others comes back to you. Say, do not be deceived, don't be mocked. Whatever seed a man sows, that shall he reap. That's the scripture. If you sow bad seed, you reap bad seed. If you sow good seed, you reap good seed. Job 42 verse 10. The Bible says that Job prayed for his friend. And then as a reward, I think God was rewarding him for praying for his friend. God restored back to Job times two everything he lost. I want you to swallow this pill. This is the key tonight. This is the key tonight. I want you to grasp this key. In the book of James, he says, pray for one another that you may be healed. That's James chapter 5. Is anyone sick among you? Let him come for the elder. And let them pray anointing him, with oil and so on. But James chapter 5 verse 16, he says, pray for one another that you may be healed. That's James chapter 5, verse 10. Now, Job 42, verse 10, now says, Job prayed for his friend, and then God restored everything that Job lost. Now, imagine that Job did not pray for his friend. I want you to imagine, because these two things followed each other. After Job prayed for his friend, that's Job 42 verse 10. That's Job 42 verse 10. After Job had prayed for his friend, only then, God restored back to Job everything he lost. Now, imagine that Job did not pray for his friend. He did not sow that seed. Had he not sown that seed would not be multiplied back to him. Because the scripture says, Well, do not be mocked. Whatever seed a man soweth, shall he reap. You have sown a seed by praying for your prayer. Now, God wanting to reward you now rewarded you by bringing back everything you lost in life. He brought all of them back times two. He brought all of them back times two. Oh, I love God, dude. I will serve him till I die. Oh, no, please. I will love God till I will serve him till I die. Oh, no. Hey, he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. He said, he that cometh to God, Hebrews 11:6, he that cometh to God must believe that God is, and is a rewarder of they that diligently seek him. God is a rewarder. He's a rewarder. Then Jesus said, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone. Jesus now said that in the book of Revelation 21:22, says, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone as he has worked. So God himself, he rewards everything you do. Everything you do is rewarded by God. It is the reason why people do bad. That bad comes back to them. No, they can't dodge it. You can't. It is a spiritual law. It is the golden rule. Whatever seed you sow, that is what you reap. So when you did evil, that evil bounced back on you as a boomerang. This is the key. This is all we have for tonight. And I tell you, something has happened in the realm of the spirit. We are about to pray. And we have only two prayers to pray tonight. God, I pray for my friends, whosoever they are, my relations, my brothers, my sisters, my friends, my associates, my neighbors. I just pray for everyone. I don't care. I just pray God to bless everyone. When you pray that prayer, you have sown a seed. And then we are going to pray number two prayer. God, now restore back to me everything I lost in this life. My health, my peace, my joy, my blessing, my finances, my jobs, my businesses, my everything. Everything you lost, you can now ask him to restore them back to you. Yes. Are you ready? Yes, we are ready. We are ready. We are going to sing that song, restore to me thy joy,
my joy
of
my salvation.
May you
are redeeming.
The loving you have, oh Lord.
Ready
with a me. Creating me a clay
heart.
Oh,
Lord.
Renew me. Cast me not away
from your presence, oh, Lord.
Say, Lord, I will
bless you for me.
Restore to me thy joy and thy
salvation.
Bring you my spirit. Yes, let's begin to pray now. Pray for your friends. Pray for your family. Pray for everybody. Pray for your brothers.
Pray for your children. You all look on me and my children. For everyone, everybody in Jerusalem, everybody in Nigeria, everybody in America, O Lord God, restore unto them the joy of their salvation. O Lord God, renew the right spirit within them. O Lord God, have them not to be from your presence. Do not take spirit free from them.
Forgive them.
Restore all that are sick all over the world. O Lord God, restore them, O Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus. O Lord God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Restore their head back, O Lord God of heaven. All those that are in prison, O Lord God, restore, forgive them, O Lord God, and restore them. Freedom back, O Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus. All the prisoners, O Lord God, forgive them in the name of Jesus and restore back their freedom for them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Let them all over the world, shed them all over the world,
in the name of
restoration of comfort, restoration of everything,
in the name of Jesus,
all over the world,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
So now let's pray the prayer number two. God, restore back to us all that the enemy stole from us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, God will receive a double restoration of all that the enemy stole away from us. We receive our altar of prayer. We receive our prayer life, our healing life. We receive our miracles. We receive our joy. We receive our grace and mercy. We receive back double everything that the enemy stole away from us. In the name of Jesus, yes, let's begin to pray that prayer now. Pray that prayer now.
Double glory, double excellency, restore them back unto us in the name of God. All the enemy has stolen from us, restore it back. Restore our honor, restore our glory. O Lord God, restore our prosperity, restore our wealth. O Lord God of heaven, restore our money, restore our land. O Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus. Our peace, our joy, our love, our hope, and our family, our restore back our prayer, restore back our faith, restore our achievements, restore back 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 our ach
And so, Lord, we thank you for answering our prayer tonight. We thank you for meeting all our needs. We thank you for visiting us mightily. We thank you for all you have done. We give you glory, honor, and adoration. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Yes, we want to thank every one of you for being a part of this program. Tomorrow, we're going to be together again in a full swing, 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. tomorrow. I tell you, God's going to bless us mightily. Invite your friends and family. Give them that number to dial in. And we're going to have a great time tomorrow. Thank you so much. God bless you all. Jesus loves you, and we all love you too. Thank you so much. God be with you all. We'll meet again tomorrow, 5 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. Thank you so much for your cooperation. Create me a pure heart, O Lord. Renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clay heart, O Lord. Renew a right spirit within me.